Pianist Mary Lou Williams established herself in Kansas City in the 1930s, composing for Andy Kirk's 12 Clouds of Joy and playing on all-night jam sessions. Later, she moved to New York, where she arranged for Duke Ellington and Dizzy Gillespie and played with newfangled beboppers. After that, she got religion, and her music took another turn. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Williams is one of the rare jazz musicians whose concept kept evolving over decades. He reviews a Mary Lou Williams reissue from the early 60s.
Mary Lou Williams, circa 1962, showing off the floating sense of time that helped make her a great jazz pianist. My Blue Heaven is a fitting vehicle for her. It came up in the 1920s, as she did, and in later years, the blues and heaven were never far apart for her. Williams became a devout Catholic in the 1950s, and before long she was mixing religious subjects with secular music. Her Anima Christi is a prayer in blues form, supported by dense vocal harmonies and a dancing waltz beat. It gave new meaning to the term soul jazz.
Soul of Christ, be my sanctification.
Help, help.
Body of Christ, be my salvation.
Help, help.
Blood of Christ, fill my veins. Water of Christ, side wash out my stains.
Help, help.
Passion of Christ, my comfort be. Oh, good Jesus, listen to me, Lord, have mercy on me. In your
Jimmy Mitchell on vocals. This music comes from an expanded reissue of a 1964 Folkways LP titled Black Christ of the Andes, referring to the 17th century Peruvian saint Martin de Porres. He's the subject of a short cantata performed here by the Ray Charles Singers. Mary Lou Williams always had an open mind, boasting that no one can put a style on me. She befriended hip young pianists Thelonious Monk and Herbie Nichols when they were unknowns, and from a distance inspired avant-garde piano king Cecil Taylor. You can hear her kinship with those mavericks on her blues Cool Bunga. The CD, Black Christ of the Andes, is divided between Mary Lou Williams' spry combo pieces and ambitious choral works. Jazz arrangements for harmonized voices tend to be pretty dismal, either bland as Muzak or tacky as Manhattan Transfer. But Williams, with one foot in the cathedral and the other in a nightclub, balanced those opposing forces with a heroic command of her materials.
The devil never rests, come day, come dusk, come dawn. You compromise and wind up soul in pawn. So don't it strike you funny when you look him in the eye? The devil looks a lot like you and I.
Thank you.
Maybe Mary Lou Williams could pull off something like The Devil, because she practiced as well as preached. Back in the 60s, she ran a Manhattan thrift shop, which helped fund her efforts to rehabilitate musicians with addiction problems. For her, playing and praying and good works were inextricably linked. That helps explain why her diverse musical activities don't sound like postmodern style shopping, but like the emanations of one complex personality. She did it all and did it blessedly well.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Sun-Times, The Absolute Sound, and Downbeat. He reviewed Black Christ of the Andes by Mary Lou Williams on the Smithsonian label.